This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a Rebel. First down. Number one, Johnson on the carry, picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house, and he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Loramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan, Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped, returned by Fort Loramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores. One touchdown right after another all night long.
Oh, my goodness. Outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40. Goes to the 50. Xenia's blue shirts in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, what, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Zena's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game. It's Zach Osborne over left guard. Meets resistance. Bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast. .com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, on a beautiful night in Delphus, Fort Loramie 3-5 takes on Delphus Jefferson 1-7 in a Northwest Conference clash right here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee this evening. We are at Delphus, Ohio's Stadium Park Champions Field. Spectacular night. Blue sky overhead. No wind. Sun setting to the west. Temperature falling into the 60s. Fort Loramie tuning up down to our right. Delphus Jefferson to our left. It should be a fine football game in the NWC this evening. Redskins, thanks to momentum from a fine performance despite a loss against Bluffton last week, meet the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats, who won their opener, have dropped seven straight since. Fort Loramie, 3 wins in 8 games on the year. Fort Loramie, as you know, has played a rugged schedule here this campaign, as the Redskins do every year. Fort Loramie needs to close the season with 2 wins to have a real good shot at a home field playoff berth in Week 11. Fort Loramie's past game was spectacular 1 week ago. Quarterback Gabe Hart set a school record. He completed 40 of 57 for 443 yards through the air, 4 touchdowns. Maxwell Maurer and Thomas Hoying were on the receiving end of 310 of those 443 yards. Delphus Jefferson is paced by Luke Rohde, a 6-foot, 150-pound junior quarterback. He can beat you with his arm, his legs, and his very good decision-making. We will hear from first-year head coach Alan Pullman of Delphus Jefferson in just a few minutes. He'll comment on the sparkling play of Rohde. And Spencer Wells, seventh-year head coach of Fort Loramie, also will be interviewed coming up in our pregame segment. And he will spotlight that great momentum generated by Fort Loramie's offense 1 week ago against Bluffton. around the NWC tonight. Lima Central Catholic is at Columbus Grove. Allen East on the road against Bluffton. Spencerville hosts Convoy Crestview. Bluffton atop the league at 5-0 along with Columbus Grove. Both undefeated on the year, 8-0 each team. Lima Central Catholic 4-1 in the NWC, 6-2 on the year. Allen East and Fort Loramie 2-3 in the league. Allen East 4-4 overall. Fort Loramie 3-5. Spencerville 1-4 in the NWC, 4-4 on the season. Convoy Crestview 1-4 in the league as well, 3-5 overall. And Delphus Jefferson winless in the NWC, 1-7 on the campaign. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirement. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components as well. Fort Loramie wants to establish the early lead, keep the foot on the pedal, and maintain that lead into the second half. And drain the confidence from Delphus Jefferson, which wants to start strong and play Fort Loramie even the first two quarters. Keep your eye on the QBs for these clubs. They may be deciding factors. Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie, Luke Rohde of Delphus Jefferson. Those are the key building components of tonight's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors, available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our outstanding sponsors, which joined us just a year ago about this time at the beginning of the football season, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Wisebridge can give you confidence and clarity about your financial future because we at Wisebridge are a business with a strong family atmosphere. We consider our clients part of our extended family at Wisebridge Wealth Management. Many of our outstanding services include retirement planning, wealth planning, active portfolio management, estate planning, risk management, proactive tax planning, employer group benefits, Medicare, and individual health planning, plus Social Security planning. We are your bridge to financial success. We are Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Phone us at 937-518-1776. 937-518-1776. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Up next in a few minutes, both coaches, Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie, Alan Pullman of Delphus Jefferson, when we come back on a terrific night for high school football here at Stadium Park Champions Field in Delphus, the Redskins and the Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer with Derek Golding. Welcome back to Stadium Park, Champions Field in Delphus, the scene of tonight's NWC contest between Fort Loramie and Delphus Jefferson. Last week, the Redskins took on D6 unbeaten Bluffton, nearly knocked off Bluffton at home, did Fort Loramie, and it was a great showing. Fort Loramie was all in via the forward pass. It was a proud and inspiring performance by Fort Loramie last Friday night, said head coach Spencer Wells of the Redskins.
I don't know if there's a lot of 3-4 teams that would be taking on an undefeated, I think they're ranked second or third in a bigger division, and really believe that they were going to win. But what I was proud of our guys the most is you could tell that they expected to win that game. I guess it says a lot about them, our assistant coaches, our culture in general, that, you know, right now we're 3-5, but we expect to do a lot of good things here before it's all said and done. So it's a credit to our schedule as well. I mean, we are going to be battle-tested come playoff time, but, you know, our guys were hungry to get after Bluffton and really put out a great effort.
Gabe Hart was magical at quarterback. He was on the money, throw after throw after throw, and pitched nearly, 60 balls? 60 downfield throws by him over the course of the game.
Yeah, you know, Bluffton had given up, I think, 3 points a game, 24 all season going in to the game. And everything you looked at, I watched every single clip where in the 6 films that we had, the opponent ran against them. And the result of each clip was 1 yard gain, 2 yard loss, no gain, 1 yard gain, 3 yard loss, no gain. I mean, nobody ran it on him. So we just kind of went all in on the pass and said, let's give ourselves a chance to win. We believe in our pass game. The offensive line on 67 or 65 called passes only gave up 4 sacks. Gabe completed 40 of the 57 that he got off. He scrambled a few times, but you know, when you're completing almost 70% of your passes, he broke the single game Fort Loramie all-time record with 430 yards. And you know, credit to the offensive line that gave him time, but you nailed it too. The receivers, they got open against a really good secondary. I mean, that's a very good defense in Bluffton. Maybe the best that we've seen all year, but it was a credit to how well our guys played. Maxwell Maurer and Thomas Hoyne, we had them on the same side a lot. And so it's kind of a pick your poison on that side, and they combined for 310 yards receiving themselves, and I think 3 touchdowns. On the back side of our routes, a lot of time that's where our tight end is, and Carter Iverman had 9 catches for 100. So there was a lot of balance. There was a lot of big plays, which is something that we talk about. You know that, Jack, how often we talk about trying to create explosive plays. So we had a great opportunity at the end of the first half to be up 21-14, but we competed our butts off. really until the end of the game, and so really proud of our guys.
And when you're passing the ball that much, the offensive line is under significant pressure play after play after play, and they performed in a very commendable way.
Especially when you consider our pass protection has kind of been our – it hasn't been a strength for us. And so really, really proud of Coach Brian Adam as our offensive line coach. Since we were going to go all in on the pass, that's all we practiced was our pass protection. And they worked all week, the different pressures that they brought. Bluffton presents a lot defensively. They're an odd front that gives them the capability to throw a lot at you. So sometimes they brought four blitzers, sometimes they brought five, sometimes they brought six and went man-to-man. And for the most part, our offensive line held up tremendously. So, you know, you got Jace Ruhenkamp there, Ben Plyman at center. We got a sophomore in Dylan Meyer that fights his butt off. Hayden Lemko, another sophomore at the strong guard spot. And then we're kind of led by senior Lewis Hart, who's been there a while at the strong tackle. But those five guys have come along as much as anybody on our team.
Boy, Thomas Hoying has done everything asked of him all year long, special teams, offense, defense. What a year for Thomas.
Yeah, he's always been a great defensive player for us. If one more interception and he sets the school record. Okay, so okay. Hopefully I can talk that into existence for him. But yeah, he's one away from setting the all-time interception record. So he's always been great there. He's a great kicker this year for us. Went 4-for-4 again in the PAT game. Pretty dang good on kickoffs. But offensively has really kind of been his breakout. You know, we've tried to get him going on offense, and for whatever reason, it just hasn't quite come to fruition like all of us have hoped. But this year, man, I mean, he is smooth, he gets open, he makes stuff happen after the play, and like I said, when you put him and Maxwell together, man, I don't know, I'd be hard-pressed to see anyone else in our conference or, you know, in our division that can put two receivers like that on the same side and really, really pick on you. So it just opens up so much for us on offense now.
And Spencer Wells, head coach, Fort Loramie football, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Delphus Jefferson. The last two opponents in the schedule, clubs below you in the NWC standings, games you can win. Can't take them for granted, though. You do play away from home. That can be an obstacle sometimes. But coming off the game against Bluffton, a lot of momentum right now for the Redskins.
Yeah, and you nailed it. I mean, everybody in our conference has showed the ability to do some really good things, and Jefferson is no different. They actually inspired my game plan as much as any. I thought they had it. When we went against Bluffton last week, I spent more time studying how they attacked Bluffton's defense than anybody else. I thought Coach Pullman and his staff did an excellent job. Some things that they did out of doubles and 3-by-1 and even a little bit of quads, you know, gave me a lot of ideas on how we could break them down. So they do a great job with their scheme. I think he's building something again at Delphus Jefferson. And look, I'm from Delphus. I know they've won a lot of NWC titles. I mean, I think more than anybody. So they've got rich tradition. They're going to play hard. There's no doubt about it.
Luke Rohde, a very good quarterback for Delphus Jefferson. He could be a troublemaker for your defense.
Well, yeah. You know, like I said, it was fun to really watch their offense, and he was a big reason why. You know, he's dynamic. He can run. He can throw it. When they give him time and the receivers can find some space, oh, yeah. I mean, he's a threat that we're going to have to worry about in multiple ways. And like I said, I can't say enough good things about what Coach Pullman and his staff do. I mean, I'm an offensive guy. Studying their offensive schemes is fun to watch. It's good stuff. So, you know, I learned from watching their schemes. So, yeah, we're going to have to be ready to go.
Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie, during his high school days here in Delphus, he was a member of the state championship Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. Alan Pullman, mentor of the Delphus Jefferson program, first year as head coach after assisting for several. He's an alum of Delphus Jefferson and knows all about the Wildcats' outstanding tradition in high school football in the NWC.
You know, if you look over the past 8 or 9 seasons, a lot of people don't realize that Delphus Jefferson has a winning tradition, and we're pretty proud of that. He has 16 conference titles, and I believe it was like 13 of them are outright.
Yep.
So, you know, we have a strong history of winning here. And, you know, over the past few years, we've had our struggles. I think we've only had one winning season in the past 7 years. So, you know, but we hang our hats on that as far as the tradition goes here. I'm an alumni from Jefferson, and Coach Morris, who's my offensive coordinator, was the head coach. He won a lot of those championships as a head coach, and he's back on the staff helping. So we're really trying to bring that winning culture back to our school.
Hey, speaking of the NWC, new look this year, a couple great fits, fine additions, Fort Loramie, Lima Central Catholic.
Yeah, we're excited to have them into the conference. You know, I would put the NWC up against just about any other small school conference in the state. You know, the MAC, I would say, is the premier conference. You know, the stats and the numbers don't lie. But the NWC certainly is competitive, and adding those two schools into it, I really think the Northwest Conference is the strongest it's been since I can remember.
This year in 2024, Delphus Jefferson football has had to deal with more than its fair share of injuries.
Yeah, we're going through it right now. You know, earlier in the season, we were pretty fortunate. We only have 27 kids on the roster, and we knew coming into this season, we like our starters, but there's a lot of inexperience, and just about 2 weeks ago, the injury bug started really getting us. We lost a key player, Carter Agner, a senior, 6'3", 210 pounds, a kid that can do anything, was kind of our Superman. He went out against LCC with a broken collarbone. He's done for the season. Fortunately, he's a phenomenal basketball player. He might miss a few games, but he'll be back for the basketball season, and we just really wish him the best. And then last week, our sophomore standout running back and linebacker, Dean Trentman, he went out, got a hit to the head, and we're hoping that he can come back. We're not sure if he's going to be able to go or not. You know, the mentality is, and this is what the great thing about football is next man up.
Yep.
And that's, our kids are embracing that. We're looking at adversity in the face right now, and we're not blinking our eyes. So we're pretty excited about taking.
Take a moment, highlight your offensive skill players about whom we will be talking during play-by-play tonight, including your fine quarterback, Rohde.
Yeah, so we'll start with Luke Rohde. He's, you know, he was voted a captain as a junior on this football team, which speaks a lot to what kind of kid he is. You know, on the football field, he is a football guy. I love working with Luke. He'll come to me with notes on the opponents and bring his own scouting report into it. So he is fully immersed in it. On the field, he can make plays, so you'll be hearing a lot from him. You know, some of the targets he likes to go after, Lucas Millmine, he's another one that we're not sure if he can go or not. He's got a shoulder injury right now. But again, the next man up, that would be Parker Shade. He's a sophomore, kind of our Mr. Do-Everything right now. He can run the ball, catch it. And another sophomore who's really made some nice plays for us is Kellen Brotherwood. We expect to get him involved in the passing game a lot this week as well.
Alan Pullman, head coach, Delphus Jefferson, our guest in our pregame tonight before Delphus Jefferson and Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, tell me what this 4-2 nickel defense is all about.
It's really all about versatility. That's what I love about it. You know, if you talk to a lot of football guys, you know, do you run a 3-4, 4-2, 5-2? You can throw any number out there you want. What I love about the 4-2-5 is not always does it really look like an actual 4-2-5. You know, it's able to morph depending on what the offense gives us. And, you know, with high school football, you don't get to recruit your players. You get the personnel you get, and I believe in the X's and O's standpoint, you should adapt your X's and O's to the guys you have. And this defense really allows us to do that.
Take a moment, assess Fort Loramie, coming off two losses, blowout setback to Columbus Grove. Played Bluffton pretty well last week at home.
Yep, Fort Loramie is certainly much better than what their record indicates. There's no question about that.
Right.
Going against Bluffton and Columbus Grove, two of the best teams in the state, and I think that's hard to argue that. They had Bluffton on the ropes, and if you look at the statistics about how they played against Columbus Grove, they moved the ball on them. Again, that score doesn't really reflect how competitive they were in that game, I feel. So this is not a team to sleep on, and they've just got a really well-coached team. What's tricky about them is, you know, I really like to break down the other team's offenses, and you don't know what you're going to get each week. And they do a nice job with it. Coach Wells is an excellent coach. You can tell he's an offensive guy. He makes a defensive coordinator's job difficult. Got a lot of respect for him and their program, and we're excited to get after it with them.
The key to the outcome in this game tonight?
The biggest key, I think, for us is just focus on ourselves. Honestly, is what we got to do as a young group. We've had our setbacks. We've had our struggles. And sure, we're prepared. You know, we've broken down Fort Laramie every single play that they played. And our kids are going to know where to be. But we can't worry about the opponents. We got to worry about doing our job right. You know, if a kid's, you know, moving in motion and they're swapping kids around on their offensive line, which they like to do, who cares? If a defensive tackle's lined up in a three technique, I don't care what number is across from you. You're playing a three technique. Do your job to the best of your abilities, and that's our focus.
Well, there you have it. Two good interviews with our head coaches here tonight. Spencer Wells, seventh year at Fort Laramie, and Alan Pullman, first year as the head man at Delphus Jefferson. Perfect night for high school football here at Stadium Park Champions Field in Delphus, Fort Laramie against Delphus Jefferson. We'll return with starting lineups and the kickoff in several minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Laramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new,
3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Hello, once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. We've got great accommodations in about a 25 to 30 seat press box here at Stadium Park Champions Field in Delphus for this game tonight between Fort Loramie and Delphus Jefferson. The Redskins are kicking off to start the game. Temperature down into the upper 60s, no wind, blue sky overhead, sun setting on the western horizon. And here is the opening boot to start this contest. Lucas Millmine, outstanding kickoff returner, back deep for the Jefferson Wildcats. And he catches at the 11-yard line, sprints between the hash marks right back up the middle, and he stood up at the 21 or 22-yard line. For Delphus Jefferson, the quarterback is Luke Rohde, 6 feet tall, 151, and a junior. In the offensive backfield, we'll have to wait and see. Dean Trentman has shaken up the last week. May see some action, may not. He's 5'10", 185, and a sophomore. Aiden Jennings, a freshman, could play, 5'7", 140, and a ninth grader. H-back is Kellen Brotherwood, 135, 5'9", a soft. opening play to start the game, and it is stopped for no gain. As it was Lindemann who caught the screen pass in the right flat from Rohde, Cole Barhorst came up to greet him right now and spilled him for a negative one. New line of scrimmage, the 21 for the Wildcats. Parker Shade, a wideout, 5'9", 151, and a sophomore. He's joined by Lindemann, who caught that first pass for a loss of a yard. Lindemann, 6'1", 155, a junior. We'll check out that offensive line in a moment. Here's Rohde rolling left. He is sprinting back around the 10-yard line. He makes a pass up the field short of the 40 and is picked off. Intercepted. Nicely done by Cole Barhorst to Fort Loramie. Ball was underthrown down the near side of the field for Kellen Brotherwood, H-back for Delphus Jefferson. Barhorst stepped in front, made the interception, was downed immediately, and the Redskins take over at the Jefferson 38-yard line. Gabe Hart, 6'2", 205, a senior at quarterback. Wide receivers, Cole Barhorst, 6'2", 155, a senior. Maxwell Maurer, 6'3", 170, a senior. Thomas Hoying, 6'1", 155, a senior. And Carter Eilerman, 6'4", 190, and a senior. Gabe Hart to throw in first down, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Hits a receiver at the 27. Uh-oh, he dropped it.
Second down.
Wide open, Eilerman, middle of the field between the hash marks, could not tuck it away. Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie at the Delphus Jefferson 38. Tight end Ty Kemper, 6'3", 195, a senior. Along the line of scrimmage, the tackles Jace Ruenkamp, 6'4", 210, a junior, and Lewis Hart, 6'1", 195, a senior. The guards Ben Plyman, 6'3", 190, a senior, and Hayden Lemkuhl, 5'9", 230, and a soft. Here is Fort Loramie on second down and 10 from the 38 of Delphus Jefferson. It's a quickie, a slant on the play from Hart to Maxwell Maurer. He picks it off at the 34-yard line and races down to the 29. He's upset right there. Play goes for 9, third and 1, Fort Loramie, inside the 30 of Delphus Jefferson. Dylan Meyer over the ball at center for Fort Loramie, 5'9", 205, and a sophomore. Here is Hart at quarterback, calls his own number, and he bullies his way outside left tackle, trudges down inside the 25 to the 20, knocked down at the Jefferson 19. First and 10 Redskins, 10:24 left opening period. Fort Loramie, after the early interception, is threatening seriously. Ball marked for play right between the hash marks inside the 15 of the Wildcats, who are clad in the home red jerseys. Quite flashy, red headgear, white pants, red piping. Fort Loramie white shirts, black pants. Here is Hart looking to throw. It goes to the far hash mark. Yes, it's caught down around the 16 or 17-yard line, and the receiver is knocked off his pins. It is at the 14, second down and 5. That previous play before Fort Loramie generated a first down. That pass completion was good to Thomas Hoying for Fort Loramie. A plus 5 on it. And from the 14 at second down and 9, Redskins must get to the 9.5 for a first down. Here is a bullet whipped on the play by Hart down to the 5-yard line near hash mark. The receiver has it momentarily, and it's knocked away.
Pass broken up by 24, Parker Shade.
Good coverage by Parker Shade of Delphus Jefferson on the intended receiver, Thomas Hoying. And Fort Loramie now confronts a 3rd and 5 at the 14 of the Wildcats with 9:29 to go in the first quarter. No score. Two receivers left, two to the right for Hart of Fort Loramie, the quarterback. Empty backfield. Looks, throws in the right flat behind the line of scrimmage. Caught at the 26. Run after catch, or I should say snared at the 16. Run after catch by Maxwell Maurer down to just short of the 10. And he's shy of a first down, but 2.5 feet. He needs less than a yard. Ball marked for play at the 10.5 for Delphus Jefferson. Fort Loramie must get to just inside the 10 for a first down. Fourth down coming up. We played 3 minutes opening quarter. A back in the offensive backfield with Hart, who sends Barhorst to the left. Maxwell Maurer flanked right. Let's see if the Redskins run it on fourth and very short. It's Hart, gives it off on the play to Ray Hoeing. It is Hoeing bucking inside the five, toppled at about the two. He's got the first down. Goal to go, Redskins.
Good enough for first down.
Goal to go, Fort Loramie.
First and goal.
Redskins went the first 4 or 5 weeks without a takeaway and a big interception to start the game here tonight, setting Fort Loramie up well in Dufus Jefferson's end of the field. Two receivers left, one to the right. Let's see if Hart calls his own number. He hands it off on the play to Hoeing. Hoeing outside left tackle, swerves at the 1 yard line. He's in for the score. At the 8:18 mark of the first quarter, Ray Hoeing for Fort Loramie scores from 2 yards away. 6-0 Redskins, who kicked off to start the game and reaped the benefits of an early pick. Extra point try upcoming for Fort Loramie. Thomas Hoeing, who has kicked PATs with good regularity all year long, tries to tack on the 7th point here tonight, and he does. He airmails that one, center cut through the uprights. We played less than 4 minutes, opening quarter, Fort Loramie 7, Dufus Jefferson nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Junior Lucas Millmine of Dufus Jefferson, who's averaging about 16 yards per kickoff return, just brought one back from the 11 to just short of his 25. Fort Loramie leading 7-0. Early score in the first 4 minutes of this game. Here's the quarterback, Luke Rohde, for Dufus Jefferson. It's a jet sweep near side. Fort Loramie stretches it out and makes the tackle at the 21-yard line.
Lewis Hart.
Freshman Aiden Jennings tried to streak to the near side. Lewis Hart for Fort Loramie tracked him down. A loss on the play of 3, back to the 22. Original line of scrimmage just over the 25. Dufus Jefferson has a back behind the QB, Rohde. Here's a fake handoff, roll out to the right by Rohde. He is still running with the ball back at the 17. Oh, he puts it on the ground, dropped it, fell on it at the 12. Dufus Jefferson so far unable to get out of its own way. Ball marked for play at the 14. And the Wildcats now confront a third down and better than 20 to go for a first down. Line to gain just over the 35. Combination of good Fort Loramie defense and a poor start offensively for Dufus Jefferson have given the Redskins the early edge. Should the home team not pick up the first down here, Dufus Jefferson will punt from its end zone. Short drop by Rohde. He's at the 7. Lost a long pass near sideline. It's almost a circus catch by Lindemann up at the 41. Ball was in the air forever. On the coverage was Barhorst right with Lindemann. He juggled at the sideline. He had a foot in bounds, but he could not reel it in. Came close to securing the football. It would have been a terrific reception. It's no good, incomplete. and Delphus Jefferson must punt it away. It is Brotherwood back inside the five to kick it for the Wildcats. Fort Laramie stands to get good field position in the Wildcats' end. Very high kick. Fort Laramie doesn't call for a fair catch. It is snatched at the 42. Contact immediately. Forward progress to the 37 or 8 of Delphus Jefferson. Luke Rohde, the all-purpose man for Delphus Jefferson, was downfield, and he made the hit. It was Barhorst or Hoing who was grappled at the 40, fell forward to the 37.5, and that's where the Redskins have it first down, 10 yards to go. Opening 5.5 minutes, first quarter, Fort Laramie leads 7-0. Redskins took advantage of an early interception by Cole Barhorst in the vicinity of the 40-yard line and quickly marched it in for 7. Hart with a deep drop at the 44. Long out pattern being run down inside the 5-yard line. It is caught by Fort Laramie at the 1. Touchdown, Redskins. Unbelievable. 38-yard strike, a rainbow thrown by Gabe Hart of Fort Laramie. It was in the air seemingly forever and ever. Thomas Hoing ran under it and simply out-jumped the defensive back for Delphus Jefferson. Leaping into the air was Parker Shade. Hoing out fought him for the football at the 4 or 5, and Hoing's momentum carried him into the end zone. Tremendous catch by Hoing. Extra point try by him. It is on the way. Yes, sir, right down the middle. We highlighted Thomas in our pregame tonight as the coach, Spencer Wells, and I chatted about the great all-around performance of Thomas Hoing this season, his senior year. He converts the PAT after a 38-yard touchdown reception. 14-0 Redskins, 6:31 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
After the Redskins' second touchdown, Parker Shade turns in a very fine kickoff return by Delphus Jefferson. He hauls it back from the 9 to the 32, and he broken a tackle over the 30. He would have been off to the races and might have taken that football to the house. Delphus Jefferson sets up shop outside its own 30, first and 10, trailing 14-0. Inside handoff, Rohde. Ball carrier makes a man miss at the 31 and scraps his way over the 35 to the 36. Freshman Aiden Jennings lugged it. Head coach Alan Pullman said because of injuries, the freshman might see significant action, and he's in the starting lineup here tonight. Offensive line for Delphus Jefferson. Three tackles will see action. Dalton Wills, 6 feet, 268, a sophomore. Sean Hodder, 225.8, a freshman. Tanner Hetrick, 212, senior, 5 feet, 11 inches tall. Here is a flat pass by Delphus Jefferson, complete. No, it's no good. A yard or two downfield as Fort Laramie breaks it up far side of the field in front of the Redskins bench. 3rd and 6 for the Wildcats. The guards are Jackson Rarig, 6 feet, 182, a sophomore, and Brady Miller, 5'10", 185, and a soft. The center, Sam Hastings, 5'10", 221, and a senior. Luke Rohde, the QB. Here is Rohde with a deep drop, looks over the middle. It is a middle screen. Yes, it's caught by Jennings up at the 40, and he scoots to the 45. He's got the first down. Well done pass play. Middle screen executed nicely by Delphus Jefferson. Good enough for a first down to the Wildcats, 46. 5:16 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie 14. Delphus Jefferson nothing. Four wideouts are flanked. Here is Rohde under pressure. Oh, duress applied, and he throws it away near sideline, down to the 45 and out of bounds. Good chase being put on by the Redskins' Ray Hoying. He came crashing through, and he was about ready to secure a sack at the 39 or 40. But Rohde alertly delivered the ball downfield. He was well out of the tackle box. Incompletion. Second down and 10. 46-yard line in Jefferson's end. Uh-oh, here comes Hoying again, zooming in at the quarterback, who delivers it quickly and out of bounds at the 50-yard line.
30-10.
So Hoying's got Rohde's number, Ray not being blocked. The linebacker for the Redskins is shooting through two straight plays. And that's caused errant throws by Rohde, who had to get rid of it to avoid big losses. Third and 10 for Delphus Jefferson, which three plays ago converted a first down on third. Third and 10 here from the Delphus Jefferson 46. Fort Loramie up 14-0. Snap to Rohde. Sprint out to the left. He's on the run. Fires high at the Fort Loramie 39. Coverage downfield turned in by the Redskins. It was Maxwell Maurer all over Kellen Brotherwood, wide receiver, 5'9", sophomore for Jefferson. It wasn't close. Three straight forward passes by Delphus Jefferson missed the mark. Good defense by Fort Loramie, forcing a punt. Line of scrimmage, the Wildcats, 46. 4:47 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, 14-0. Deep punt formation is Delphus Jefferson. Kick nearly blocked, end-over-end boot, and it is sailing to the near side. Hits around the 35 or 36 of Fort Loramie. Takes his sideways bounce out of bounds. Boy, a net kick of maybe only 20 yards, perhaps less than that. Redskins, superb field position. Ball marked for play at the 36. So that's what it was, less than 20 net on the boot by Brotherwood of Delphus Jefferson, and Fort Loramie starts first and 10, 36-yard line of the Redskins, who lead already in this game 14-0. Just over four to play in the initial period. Hart in the spread, out pattern, thrown left side, beyond the numbers, caught, and the receiver makes a man miss at the 42. Look at him go, 45-50, nipped from behind. Maxwell Maurer put on some moves, shake and bake, over to the Jefferson 47, first and 10, Fort Loramie. That play goes for a burst of 17. Ball marked for play on the far hash mark. 4:18 to go in the first quarter. Redskins have jumped on top, 14-0. Hart sends two receivers to the left, two to the right. Empty backfield, 5 yards behind the line. Hart retreats to throw, and he's got Hoying in the right flat. He catches at the line of scrimmage, and look at him go. He zips down to the 40, stays on his feet, and he's tackled from behind around the 30, but there is a marker in the Redskins' offensive backfield. It's going to be a holding to negate that very productive flat pass to Hoying. It netted a good 17 yards, but wipe it off the board. Holding against Fort Loramie. One of our fine sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, with us now for every bit of 2 years. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. the Family Salon at 15 Elm Street, Cutaway Styling Salon. Mom, dad, all the kids, adult children come to Cutaway. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style. You'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. First and 20 for the Redskins. Back to throw is Hart. And it is a crossing pattern, middle of the field. Yes, it is snared at the 48-yard line by the receiver, Cole Barhorst. He's jumped on immediately at the 49 of Delphus Jefferson. As the Redskins get back 8 yards, second and 12, Fort Loramie, from the Wildcats, 49. 3:20 to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, 14-0. Double receivers, both sides of the field for Hart. Takes the snap, retreats in the pocket comfortably. Long, zipping bomb, near side of the field, over the shoulder. Yes, it's caught. Maxwell Maurer at the 10, jerks away from the receiver and dances into the end zone. Wow, what a combination. Hart to Maxwell Maurer, who was single covered. I tell you what, Maurer and Hoying, Thomas and Max on the same side of the field, are so difficult for any secondary to blanket. They can't get it done. You've got to double one for sure. And right then, single coverage for Maxwell Maurer. Hart had time. The protection was excellent. And Maxwell Maurer sprinted down the near side of the field and caught it over his shoulder inside the 10 and made a jab step to the right. Got away from the coverage man. And he hastily made his way into the end zone. Thomas Hoying smacks through the extra point, lifting Fort Loramie to a 21-0 lead. 2:56 to go, first quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Lucas Millmine of Delphus Jefferson returns the ensuing Fort Loramie kickoff from the 14 to the 26. And that's where the Wildcats start. First down, 10 yards to go, trailing Fort Loramie 21-0 with still 3 minutes left here in the opening stanza. Luke Rohde, the QB for Delphus Jefferson, sprints to the right, fires to Brotherwood, down and out at the first down stake. It is too low, no good, incomplete. Second and 10 for Delphus Jefferson. At Cutaway Styling Salon, the owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. Our experience and your style, we will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Off tackle running play by Jennings for Delphus Jefferson. Net a yard. That's it. Line of scrimmage 27. Line to gain the 36 for the Wildcats. Third down upcoming. Final 2 minutes, first quarter. Luke Rohde 6 yards behind the line in the spread. Fakes the handoff. Doesn't give it to the ball carrier on the jet sweep. Rohde wants to throw left flat, no one available. Receiver's blanketed, and he heaves it out of bounds up at the 35. At least three or four times in this game already, the quarterback for Delphus Jefferson has had to hurl the ball away. Under duress, Ray Hoing has been the main problem for that offensive line of Delphus Jefferson. Hoing has broken free and nearly gotten to the quarterback on several occasions in this first period already. And Delphus Jefferson punts. Uh-oh, it is slammed to the ground, blocked on the play by Fort Loramie at the 19. Picked up, run down the near sideline and into the end zone for a touchdown. Wow. What a play by Ray Hoing. I just got through mentioning Ray's prowess in this game tonight. He has really exerted himself. He's made an impact on this game defensively, chasing the quarterback, making life miserable for Luke Rohde. Here, he blocks the punt, just about took it off the foot of Brotherwood, scooped it up at the 14, and dashed into the end zone. He nearly took the ball off Brotherwood's foot. Unofficially, 14 yards on the block punt return by Ray Hoing at the 1:49 mark of the first quarter. Ray Hoing has been everywhere on defense for Fort Loramie, which leads a 27-0 extra point try here by Thomas Hoing. He has been superb in this category all year long. His PATs have been dead center, getting a little more loft on the boots now here tonight. And that one's on the mark once again. 28-0 Fort Loramie. He missed it wide left. He had knocked home four in a row last week, three in a row tonight. That one just swirled to the right. 27-0 Fort Loramie in the lead. A minute 49 to go here in the first quarter. That's about the only mistake the Redskins have made in this game tonight, is that one narrowly missed outside the right upright. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Up another kickoff by Fort Loramie. Another return to Delphus Jefferson out to about the 26 or 27. Good coverage all night by the Redskins, who've kicked off after four touchdowns in this game, plus a kickoff to start the game by Fort Loramie. Then the intercepted pass turned in by the Redskins defense. So five kickoffs by Fort Loramie on every one but the one that was brought back to about the 35. Fort Loramie's coverage has been excellent. Here, Delphus Jefferson starts from its own 27. First and 10, 27-0 Fort Loramie. Here's a long throw by Rohde toward midfield, and it's picked off. Good interception by the Redskins again, as Rohde's pass was errant. The Fort Loramie return man, Maxwell Maurer, scoots down the near sideline. He's got a cadre of blockers in front, and he plows all the way to the 20, maybe even the 15. Rohde seemed to throw that one up for grabs for Jace Lindemann. No one was home. Lindemann ran a sideline route and then stopped and came back toward the QB, who lofted it long as if it were going to be an out and up. And Maxwell Maurer played the center field position extremely well, and he caught the long ball that was overthrown. Maurer picked it off in the area of the 50 and ran it all the way back inside the 15. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 12-yard line of Delphus Jefferson. Here's Hart on the jet sweep. Hands it off to the ball carrier. He is zipping around left end. He's at the 10, the 5, gets a block, and cracks into the end zone. Thomas Hoying zipped in, but there's a marker at the 9-yard line. Probably a hold against Fort Loramie. A minute 19 to go in the first. Redskins 27, Delphus Jefferson nothing. And let's wait for the signal from the official. Redskins are marching back. It's going to be offensive holding. Hoying had carried it around left end on the jet sweep. He beat a couple red shirts to the pylon and dived in. New line of scrimmage back at the 17-yard line. Fort Loramie can get a first down at the 4. That was a spot foul. So it's first and 10 Redskins. 17-yard line of Delphus Jefferson with a minute 16 to go here in the first. Here is a pass thrown. Right smack dab middle of the field between the hash marks. The receiver for Fort Loramie, Eilerman, found a soft spot in front of the safety. Cornerback converge late. Eilerman has it, and he puts his head down and charges from the 10 down to the 6. Second down upcoming for Fort Loramie, which can get a first down between the 3 and 4-yard line. Ball marked for play closer to the 7. Final 45 seconds, first quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, 27-0. Two receivers left, couple to the right. Let's see if Hart, the QB for the Redskins, dials up his own number here. Nope, it's a jet sweep. Oh, ball bobbled. It's loose on the ground. And guess what? The Wildcats pick it up, and they're going to return it 90 yards for a score. Far sideline, 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Delphus Jefferson. What a turn of events. Mixed up in the offensive backfield for Fort Loramie as Kellen Brotherwood picked up the loose leather in the offensive backfield of Fort Loramie. Missed connection on the jet sweep. Hart to Thomas Hoying. Not sure that Hoying thought he was going to get it. Hart wanted to plant that ball in his tummy. Maybe it was his own read, perhaps. Nonetheless, the ball went to the ground and bounced right up to Brotherwood for Delphus Jefferson. And lo and behold, he streaked about 84 yards for a touchdown. 16 seconds to go in the first. It's been an extremely eventful first quarter with 5 touchdowns already. Extra point try upcoming here for Delphus Jefferson. And the boot is blocked to the turf. It is no good. Excellent playing surface here at Delphus Jefferson. It is an artificial turf that is second to none. It is colorful. And the players with whom I spoke before the game said they really enjoyed it. Extra point try by Delphus Jefferson missed. Fort Loramie 27, Delphus Jefferson 6. 16 seconds to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, the Fort Loyman Redskins have just turned in an excellent kickoff return. Cole Timmerman, a 5'8 junior, and he zipped up the far hash mark from the 25 to just shy of midfield, downed at the 48. That came after an 84-yard fumble recovery and run by Kellen Brotherwood of Delphus Jefferson. Braxton Hurless' extra point was blocked. And Fort Loramie, after the kickoff run back, starts from the 48. Open receiver, middle of the field, Eilerman at the 39. In his hands and out. No good. He dropped it. And that results in the end of the first quarter of play. Time expires. Scoreboard clock reads 00. Fort Loramie 27, Delphus Jefferson 6 after 1. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. Fort Loramie's Ray Hoying has just opened the second quarter with a 17-yard bolt off right tackle, but Fort Loramie's guilty of holding 10 yards downfield, so the step off brings the football back to the original line of scrimmage, the 48. Scoreboard reads second down and 10. Last play of that opening quarter was a drop pass by Fort Loramie, so this is a second down play coming up. 2 yards shy of the midfield stripe, trips to the right for quarterback Hart. He is in the pocket, 7 yards behind the line. Now he's flushed out and tackled. It's a sack at the 37. Well done by Delphus Jefferson.
Jackson Rarig,
6 foot, 182-pound sophomore, came knifing in, and he hog-tied the legs of Hart, the quarterback for the Redskins, and dropped him in his tracks back at the 38. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter, 27-6 Fort Loramie. Redskins confront a 3rd and 20 from their own 38. Nearly 60 throws last week by Gabe Hart. He was sacked only 4 times. He's in the pocket here at the 31. Single coverage. Maxwell Maurer well downfield. Inside the 30, the 25. Jump ball. It is Luke Rohde knocking it away for Delphus Jefferson. 1-on-1 Maurer against Rohde. Rohde this time was not burned. Fine defensive effort by him. He does it all, a little bit of everything for Delphus Jefferson, quarterback, defensive back, and Fort Loramie is forced to punt for the first time in this game. 90 seconds gone, second quarter, Redskins have it. Fourth down and 20 to go for a first down. Here is the punt before Loramie in the air. Fair catch, Delphus Jefferson at the Wildcats 31. 27-6 Redskins early on second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
After a very good punt by Fort Loramie's Ray Hoying, the quarterback for Jefferson, Luke Rohde, pitches a five-yarder downfield to Jace Lindemann. He has it at the 35, and he sticks his helmet forward to the 37. Second down and 4 for the Wildcats. Early on, first 3 minutes, second quarter of play, 27-6, Fort Loramie in the lead. Rohde in the offensive backfield gives to the feature back behind him, and Fort Loramie has good pursuit, stretches out the play, no gain.
Jennings on the carry, no gain.
The freshman Jennings caught in his tracks right at the 36. Good effort by Fort Loramie's Eli Grudich, who came up to wrap him up. Third down, and better than 5 to go for a first down for the Wildcats from their own 36. 9 minutes left, second quarter, 27-6 Fort Loramie. Delphus Jefferson getting a defensive score. That was the last touchdown of this game. About an 84-yard fumble recovery and return by Brotherwood of the Wildcats. Here is the quarterback, Rohde, rolling right under duress in the offensive backfield. 8 or 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Unloads out of bounds at the 40. Fort Loramie's defensive front and linebackers pinning back their ears and coming at Rohde. And back to punt the football is Brotherwood for Delphus Jefferson inside his own 25-yard line. Redskins with a deep man at the 36. Here is the punt away. It's end over end. Far side of the field, Fort Loramie catches at the 38, return up to the 40, 45. Was that Ray Hoying who brought it back? He spun to the ground at the 47. Redskins with good field position, 8:47 to go second quarter, leading 27-6 in this game. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank. Managing your money does not have to be complicated. You see, Osgood Bank has checking accounts to fit your lifestyle and offers loans at great rates, not to mention all the benefits you'd expect of much larger banks. It's all wrapped up by a hometown bank with outstanding service delivered by a team that you trust. So visit osgoodbank.com and learn more about how we can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Here's Maxwell Maurer on a slant. Yes, he catches 8 yards downfield. He runs horizontally from left to right across the field at the 40, 35, and he's dumped at the 33-yard line. Delphus Jefferson defense giving Maurer simply too much room, too much space to catch the football, pivot, and go. First and 10 Redskins at the 32 of Jefferson. 8:35 to go, second quarter, 27-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins to the line of scrimmage featuring a couple receivers far left. Two also to the short side. Carter Eilerman, slot left. Hart looks that way, overshoots his man at the 33-yard line. Say, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. You see, for many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued insurance agencies in the region, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Second down and 10, Fort Loramie. At the Jefferson 32, it's Hart right up the gut. He puts his head down, kicks those wheels. He's inside the 25 and lugs it to the 21. He's got 11 or 12 and a first down. So stop by Barker Insurance or call at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Find out how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one Barker Insurance, and that is for sure Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, south of Anna, north of Sydney. First and 10, Fort Loramie, shy of the 20 of Delphus Jefferson. Here's Hart throwing to a wide-open receiver, far side of the field, outside the numbers, caught at the 17, open lane to the end zone. Yes, touchdown, Thomas Hoying. He was wide open. Nobody covered him. Hoying drifted out in the right flat. It looked like a linebacker let him go and came with the quarterback, Hart, who delivered it on the money to Thomas Hoying. Mark it down, a 16-yarder to Hoying in the second quarter. Hart to Hoying for 16. And Fort Loramie's got a lead of 33-6. Extra point try by Thomas, who made three, missed one. And this one is up, and it is good. A low liner sneaks inside the left upright and over the crossbar. 34-6 Fort Loramie, 7:47 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Don't know that we mentioned it early on in our coverage tonight. Fort Loramie, of course, pretty senior-laden. A lot of starters are 12th graders. Of course, other young men contribute, juniors, sophomores, freshmen as well. This Delphus Jefferson team on its roster, some 16 or 17 young men who are sophomores and freshmen, two seniors, three juniors. It's a thin roster, very young club. And Fort Loramie taking advantage here tonight, up 34-6, 7:40 to go in the second quarter. Kickoff return by the Wildcats out to the 28-yard line, and that's where Luke Rohde and company start. First down and 10. Junior quarterback sends a man in motion, fakes the jet sweep. Here is Fort Loramie pursuing Rohde in the offensive backfield. It's a fly pattern. Far sideline in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Incomplete for Brother Wood over at the 38 of Fort Loramie. Pass intended for Kellen Brother Wood. 5'9 sophomore, wide out. Second down and 10. Clock stops. 34-6 Fort Loramie. 7.5 to play in the second period. Keep in mind, should the Redskins amass a lead of 35 points and keep it at 30 in that second half, the clock would continue to run. Here's a throw high by Rohde, 2 or 3 yards downfield, right flat. It was too high for Brotherwood. He leaped off the ground, could not snare it. all too often in this game so far tonight. Rohde, the junior QB for Delphus Jefferson, has been a bit high with his pitches downfield. 7:26 to go until halftime. Third and 10, Delphus Jefferson, line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 28. Here's Rohde rolling right, screen back to the left. Good penetration before Loramie. Ball caught. Redskins are right there to wrap up the receiver at the 24 for a loss. Fort Loramie smothered that play. Jennings, the freshman, hauled it in, and Fort Loramie blanketed it. Anderson Plyman came up to greet the receiver. So did defensive end Carter Eilerman. Nothing doing by Delphus Jefferson on that third down effort. Clock winding down, 6:48, 6:47 to go here in the second. 34-6 Fort Loramie. As Delphus Jefferson punts from inside its own 20-yard line, an extremely high kick. Nice fair catch turned in by Fort Loramie at the Redskins' 40-yard line. First and 10 for the Redskins at that point on the field. Gives us an opportunity to let you know about another one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, Schaefer Oil and Propane. We'll highlight those for you in just a moment. Glad to have them both aboard here on scoresbroadcast.com as the Redskins gain possession at the Fort Loramie 40, leading 34-6. Hart back at his 32, looks middle of the field, all kinds of time. And it's a juggling effort by Maurer at the 43, off his fingertips. He couldn't get it. Neither could the defender for Delphus Jefferson. And the ball is incomplete down around the Wildcats 40. A proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. As Fort Loramie comes to the line of scrimmage with a second and 10 from the Redskins 40. It's Hart dialing his number four. Look at him go. He splits a couple defenders at the line of scrimmage. He gets away from a linebacker at the 50. Hart on the loose. 45-40 in the Wildcats into the field. Tripped up from behind in the area of the 30-yard line. Nice piece of running by Hart. And I tell you what, he's picking him up and laying him down like he's been running from that quarterback spot his entire career. 6:13 to go in the second quarter. A timeout called, 34-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. As we were noting for you, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. You know, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market in South Main and Fort Loramie. We've truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside our market. So we now offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage after the gallop downfield of about 25 yards by Hart. Hart in the pocket to throw, 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage, has an open receiver, 7 yards deep in the end zone. Yes! Long post pattern run by Carter Eilerman. He was inside the back edge of the end zone, and Hart hit him right on the numbers. Boy, is Gabe Hart pitching it spot on tonight, on the money. Picture perfect right there. as that forward pass covered 30 yards, actually very deep in the end zone. Eilerman snared it. You factor in Hart's yards behind the line of scrimmage, Eilerman's yards in the end zone, it was about a 45-yarder. Officially 30. Thomas Hoing booms the extra point right between the posts. It's good. 41-6, Fort Loramie. 5:53 to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
The kickoff by Fort Loramie, caught at the 15-yard line by Delphus Jefferson, fumbled, recovered, and then returned up to the 24. And then on first and 10, the freshman Jennings has dealt the ball with the quarterback, Rohde, and Jennings is nailed behind the line at the 19. Loss of 3 or 4 in the first down play by Delphus Jefferson. And it's first and, or I should say, second and 14 for the Wildcats inside their own 20 with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie leading 41-6. Rohde, the QB, back at the 15-yard line to take the snap in the spread. Has a back, the freshman Jennings, alongside. Here's an out pattern, right flat, up at the 24-yard line. Caught by Lindemann. Lindemann cradles the ball in his tummy, and he's hit immediately at about the 24. Third down and 8 or 9 to go for a first down for Delphus Jefferson. Coming up to make the stop on the last play for Fort Loramie was Zach Dews. News from his cornerback slot. 4:30 to go in the second quarter. 41-6 Fort Loramie. Possession down here for Delphus Jefferson, which sends Brotherwood. Very good ball player. Fine receiver. Flanked 10 yards left. Snap to Rohde. Clutched the football twice after receiving the snap and throws a pick at the 32-yard line. Fort Loramie intercepts. Here's a convoy of white jerseys down the right sideline. And the interceptor takes it all the way to the end zone. Touchdown! Thomas Hoing scores for Fort Loramie. And he has just broken the career interception mark for Redskins football. Thomas Hoing had tied it recently, and he's just snapped it. Career interception mark now held by Thomas Hoing at Fort Loramie with that interception up at about the 30-yard line. We'll call it a 30-yard interception return by Hoing, and he stays on the field to kick the PAT. Head coach Spencer Wells and I talked about Hoing's performances all year long in our pregame. He has been stellar. He's really starred for this Redskins club as a senior. PAT try. It is a double clutch on the hold. The kick is a little tardy. It's low and blocked. Delphus Jefferson smothers the extra point try, 47-6. Fort Loramie leads, 4:09 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, for the eighth time in this game, 4 minutes left in the second quarter, for the eighth time, Fort Loramie kicks off. Once after seven touchdowns, that's seven kickoffs, and Fort Loramie booted the opening kickoff to begin the game. Return of 10 yards by Delphus Jefferson here. Back out to the 27, and that's where Delphus Jefferson starts, first down and 10 yards to go. Rohde hands it to freshman Aiden Jennings, who slides outside left tackle for one. And that's it from the 28 to the 29. As we were noting several minutes ago, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is now your new community go-to store with Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, you can sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, and we've got many more soft drinks than before. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. It has gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Timeout call, just over three to play here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie thumping Delphus Jefferson 47-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your
Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
As we return to action with 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter, on second and third down, just seconds ago, the quarterback Rohde for Delphus Jefferson misfires. One to the right, one to the left. A screen was set up nicely to the left side of the field. Blockers were out in front. But Jennings simply could not handle the forward pass from the QB. Here's a bouncing snap back to the punter, Brotherwood. Very high, lofty kick hauled in by Fort Loramie at the Redskins' 40. Return to the 49, and Fort Loramie's got it first down, 10 yards to go right there with 2:49 remaining here in the second quarter of action. Here at halftime tonight, we'll spend a few minutes with Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, quarterback coach at Lehman, which is playing Troy Christian tonight. Lehman 7-1 on the season. Coming into play tonight, we'll meet Northridge next week for an outright championship in the TRC. No less than for a share, but if Lehman wins tonight, a victory next week would ensure the Cavaliers the outright Three Rivers Conference title. Lehman 7-1 coming into play tonight. A heavy favorite against Troy Christian. Meanwhile, Northridge, unbeaten in league play, is tangling with once-beaten Milton Union at Milton. Lehman beat Milton Union earlier in the year. And that's a big game, Northridge at Milton Union tonight. Lehman, as I mentioned, is hosting Troy Christian. Redskins with a 1st and 10 now at the 39 of Delphus Jefferson. Here is a run of 9 or 10 more between right guard and tackle as Fort Loramie chews up 25 yards on two rushing plays. Line of scrimmage, the 30, 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. We will have a running clock to start the second half. Redskins up a 41 at this point, 47-6. Here is the snap back to the QB, and that might be a substitute in for Hart running the show. And we have a false start against Fort Loramie. I think that's Tanner Heckman, the 6'3", ninth grader, 150-pounder, in at QB for Fort Loramie. The program thinks a lot of this young man. He's a Frosh, 6'3" tall. He's in at QB, second down, Fort Loramie, 6 to go for a first down after the penalty. Line to gain, the 29, line of scrimmage, the 35. Heckman keeps it, look at him scamper, makes a man miss at the 35, and he's tackled around the knees at the 30. Good open field pursuit on the play by Parker Shade of Delphus Jefferson, setting up a third down and a couple to go for a first down. And ball is marked inside the 30. Forward progress to the 29.5. No measurement. 3rd and 1 for the Redskins. 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Heckman's got three receivers right. He keeps, dances at the line of scrimmage, veers outside the right end. He's at the hash mark, the numbers, being pursued inside the 20, chased out of bounds at the 14. The freshman for Fort Loramie going to work, Tanner Heckman. Ball marked for play at the 12. Clock stops, 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 47-6 Fort Loramie, which has substituted very freely now late in the first half of this game. Redskins to the line of scrimmage with Tanner Heckman at the helm, 6'3", ninth grader, 150-pounder. He wants to throw toward the end zone, and it's a leaping catch. Nearly picked off by Brotherwood. He went high in the air in front of the Fort Loramie receiver. Could not get his fingertips on it. And the Redskin receiver, I think Ray Hoing, who had come out of the backfield and flared across the goal line into the end zone, leaped high to make a nifty catch. And Fort Loramie records yet another touchdown in this game. That is 8 of them. And that was a pass play that covered about 16 yards. Heckman to Hoying. Ray Hoying on the reception. Thomas Hoying adds the PAT. 54-6 Fort Loramie. 42 ticks on the clock, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Redskins with good kickoff coverage, swarming the return man for Delphus Jefferson at the 21, and that's where the home team starts. First and 10, ball mark for play actually at the 22. Final 34 seconds of this second quarter. Fort Loramie with a 54 on the board, leading Delphus Jefferson by 48. Final half minute, second quarter of play. Rohde, the quarterback, the junior for Delphus Jefferson, fakes the jet sweep, keeps, dives over right guard for a couple. New line of scrimmage, the 23 or 24, he might have picked up one or perhaps two. Lewis Hart submarined him. Final 17 seconds, second quarter. Fort Loramie will receive the ball to start the third. And Delphus Jefferson may elect to not run another play. Final seconds will tick down. And that's our halftime score. Fort Loramie 54, Delphus Jefferson 6. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. These regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for the high-quality education and great variety of sports programs our local schools provide. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. So if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Halftime score, 54-6, Fort Loramie in the lead over Delphus Jefferson on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
It is halftime here at Stadium Park, Champions Field in Delphus. Beautiful place to play high school football. Outstanding stadium. First class indeed. Artificial surface is excellent. And we've got extended bleachers on both sides of the gridiron. Visitor side from 115 to the other, and from the 5 or 10-yard line all the way to near the end zone at the other end on the home side. Probably 15, 16 rows on the far side and 20 to 25 on the near side, and a lengthy press box that seats 25 or so. We are smack dab right on the 50-yard line on a beautiful night. Fort Loramie playing extremely well against a very young, outmanned Delphus Jefferson team. 54-6 Redskins here at the intermission break. So I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free, typical turnaround, just a week. O'Reilly is accepting applications at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com and supports the region's academic and athletic programs. If you cannot attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services and ScoresBroadcast.com for all the exciting action. Redskins lead it 54-6. Our halftime being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Fort Loramie has turned in 8 total touchdowns in this game. 4 in the first quarter, 4 more in the second. The TDs, a 2-yard run by Ray Hoing. A Hart to Thomas Hoing pass of 38 yards. A Hart to Maxwell Maurer pass of 45. A 14-yard run to the end zone by Ray Hoing. Those are the touchdowns in the first 2 quarters for the Redskins. I might note that with 16, or I should say those are the scores by Fort Loramie in the initial 12 minutes, which concluded with 16 seconds to go on a touchdown by Delphus Jefferson. A fumble recovery and run to the end zone of 84 yards by Kellen Brotherwood. And that made the score 27-6 at that point in time. And then Fort Loramie tacked on 4 more scores in that second quarter. A Hart to Thomas Hoing pass of 16 yards. A Hart to Carter Eilerman pass of 30. And then a 30-yard interception run back to the end zone by Thomas Hoing. And the final score, a final TD by Fort Loramie in that first half came with under a minute to go in the second quarter. A 16-yard strike thrown by freshman Tanner Heckman to, I think, Ray Hoing. Might have been Carter Eilerman. Not for certain. That score came with 42 ticks on the clock, a 16-yarder late in the second period. Thus, our halftime score, 54-6 Fort Loramie, as Thomas Hoing in the extra point department was 6 for 8 on PATs in that first half was Thomas Hoing. Halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building. building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
It is halftime here at Delphus Jefferson Stadium Park in Delphus, Champions Field. It is a great place to play high school football and view it. Fort Loramie is on its game tonight, leading Delphus Jefferson 54-6 at the halftime break. Oh, those Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, 7-1, playing Troy Christian tonight. It's been a great season for Lehman, starting with outstanding quarterback play. I talked earlier this week with offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman at Lehman.
Talk about the terrific season for Turner Lachey, outstanding receiver a year ago, and a heck of a quarterback for you here in 2024.
Yeah, Jack, he really is. He's an outstanding athlete, three sports star for us last year. As you mentioned, he was a second-team All-State receiver as a sophomore, set the single-season reception mark at our school. And this year, we lost Donovan O'Leary, who's actually playing a lot of football, but Finley University, University of Finley right now, but lost a really good QB who was essentially a four-year starter, and we were looking for somebody, and we knew Turner was in the wings potentially, but we didn't know if we want to move him from that receiver spot, but it's ended up being a heck of a move. Donovan O'Leary's younger brother, Evan O'Leary, is now playing Turner's old spot, our Y position, and we have C.J. Olding on the outside, who is a first-year player as a junior, and those two guys are unguardable in single coverage.
And your offensive line features a center who has had an outstanding season. He anchors that offensive up front group for you.
He does. Caden Lee, who we didn't know who was going to be our center coming in this year, and to be honest with you, we didn't know if Caden was even going to start. He wasn't a starter last year as a junior, but he's had a couple brothers who did this same thing, who kind of came, his oldest brother, Chris, came out of nowhere and became an all-league linebacker his senior year, and Caden, I believe, has done the same thing. thing. He's the anchor of our offensive line up front, makes all our calls. He's played against a couple really tough nose tackles, and he's neutralized them. So yes, he is absolutely the anchor up front for us.
Key players on defense.
Well, number one is Dylan Schmiesing. He's a senior defensive end. We moved him from outside linebacker to defensive end last year, and he became second team all conference as a D end. He comes off the edge like nobody I've ever seen on our football team before. He's elite at it. He has multiple tackles for loss. He is leading the conference in tackles from the defensive end position. He's got 105, I think, through eight games. He's a force to be reckoned with. Teams frequently will send a running back over in pass coverage to double team him along with the tackle, but a lot of times that doesn't even work. He has multiple hurries, multiple tackles for loss and sacks. He is an absolute force. And then our linebacker position, Devin Pride, has stepped up there. He's gotten a lot bigger in the offseason. He's one of our leading tacklers as well. And then in defensive backfield, C.J. Holding, actually, again, first-year player. He broke his collarbone his freshman year and then did not play football last year. And we got him to come out this year, and he's leading our team with four interceptions.
Your opponent this week is Troy Christian. You have beaten Milton Union. Milton Union playing Northridge this week in TRC action. You finish with Northridge. Whether Northridge beats Milton or not, a lot on the line, much at stake in week 10 against Northridge on the road.
Yes, Jack, that's likely the case. I mean, Troy Christian is 0-8, but we're not overlooking them. We got to take care of business this week. We got to play sound fundamental football. They bring the house. They're a man coverage team from a defensive perspective, and they blitz a lot. They are 3-4, basically. They will go into a 3-3 stack once in a while, but they will bring two or three linebackers almost every time. And so they're a boomer bust defense. They're one we can't overlook them making a few big plays and us resting on our laurels and getting into a dogfight. So we got to get on them early and try to put them away. But yes, providing that happens, big week. I think the Milton Northridge game will be a very good game, very competitive game. I see that being a one score game. And then that would be for all the marbles regardless next week. Even if Milton beats them, if Northridge were to beat us, that would be a three-way tie for first place in the conference, and if they don't, it's for all the marbles versus Northridge.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RECI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
And welcome back to Stadium Park, Champions Field, here in Delphus, Fort Loramie 54, Delphus Jefferson 6. It is a banged-up Delphus Jefferson team, numerous experienced players out injured. Starting in this game tonight, both sides of the ball, just a couple seniors, a couple juniors, a number of sophomores and freshmen for Jefferson. Of course, Loramie's got a cadre of outstanding seniors. It's a team that's deep. A lot of juniors play as well. And experience, a big difference in this game tonight, that's for sure. Fort Loramie leads at 54-6 here at the halftime break. We'll return with more in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy?
Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tipp City, and Sydney?
Hello once again. Welcome back to Stadium Park Champions Field. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. I just learned of a third quarter score. Columbus Grove 21, Lima Central Catholic 13. That game being played at Columbus Grove. Elsewhere in the NWC tonight, Allen East is at Bluffton. Spencerville is hosting Convoy Crestview. In the Midwest Athletic Conference this evening, Minster at Marion Local. That is a juggernaut of a matchup. Anna's at Fort Recovery. Coldwater's at Versailles. New Bremen is hosting St. Henry. And Parkway is entertaining Delphus St. John's. In the Three Rivers Conference, about which we spoke several minutes ago, Troy Christian is at Lehman, Northridge at Milton Union, Riverside home to Covington, and Miami East is at its place against Bethel. In the Miami Valley League, Sydney's at Piqua tonight. West Carrollton's at Vandalia Butler. Tippecanoe is hosting Stebbins. Troy is home to Fairborn, and Xenia's on the road at Greenville. running clock to start the third quarter. Kickoff up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Derek Olding here in Delphus, Fort Loramie. Leads 54-6 over Delphus Jefferson. Redskins receive the second half kickoff at the 34 and return it to the 46-yard line. A 12-yard return by the Redskins. Ball brought back upfield by number 34, I believe. Might have been Colton Rose. First and 10 Redskins up over the 45. Fort Loramie substituting freely here in the third quarter. Did so late in that second when freshman QB Tanner Heckman entered and threw a touchdown strike in the final minute of that second period to make it a 54-6 halftime score. We have a continuous clock in the third quarter. Heckman is at the QB position. We'll check out those changes momentarily. Handoff, right tackle, no gain. That was Lucas Brandewey, 5'9", 145-pound sophomore, who was covered up. No gain, second and 10 Redskins at their own 46. The third and fourth quarters of this game will go by in brisk fashion very quickly. 54-6 Redskins. We're already a minute and a half in, and we've had just one play from scrimmage, plus the kickoff. Here is a run outside by Heckman. Heckman faked the inside handoff, zone read by him. He skips over the line of scrimmage to the 50, wrestled down at the 48-yard line as Delphus Jefferson makes the hit. Andrew Cooley on the stop, third and five, Fort Loramie at the Jefferson 49. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie leads 54-6. Again, a big score in the NWC. We reported it to you a few minutes ago. It was in the third quarter. Columbus Grove at home, 21. Lima Central Catholic, 13. Here's a screen back to the left. Nicely executed. It is Heckman to Brandewey. He catches a yard or two behind the line. And he races down the near sideline outside the numbers, 45-40. Stays on his feet. And he hops to the 32-yard line of Delphus Jefferson. First and 10 for the Redskins. 9:28 to go, third quarter. 54-6 in favor of Fort Loramie, which next week travels to Allen East to try to reach the 500 mark before the end of the regular season, or I should say at the end of the regular season, and maybe solidify a home field berth week 11 in the playoffs. Here is a handoff on the play to Cole Tinnerman. Starts outside right tackle. Tinnerman cuts it back, and he spilled at the 25-yard line. Good run on first down by Tinnerman of 8. Ball marked for play at the Jefferson 25. 8:42 to go here in the third quarter. 54-6. Fort Loramie in the lead. Quarterback is Tanner Heckman. The freshman takes the snap from center, gives it to Brandewey. Brandewey wants to go inside, thinks about going outside, cuts it back in. He spilled across the way beyond the hash mark at about the 20. He produced enough for a first down. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 20-yard line of Delphus Jefferson. 8:07 to go here in the third quarter. Redskins lead it 54-6. Fort Loramie substituting heavily late in the second quarter here in this second half. Running clock in play. Man in motion, Brandewey out to the right. Heckman keeps all the way. The quarterback calls his own number, weaves to the line of scrimmage, wriggles to the 15, stays on his feet, and high steps it down to the 12. He garnered 8. Second down and 2. Luke Rohde, the quarterback for Delphus Jefferson, in there on the tackle. He does a little bit of everything for this club, which is extremely young, has experienced players out injured. We talked about that at length in the pregame. Only a couple seniors, couple juniors, other starters, softs and freshmen. Here is Fort Loramie running outside left tackle, and the ball carrier plows to the 6, the 5, inside it to the 3. Goal to go, Fort Loramie on the run by Tinnerman, 5'8", 155-pound junior. Under 7 to go in the third. Redskins huddle up back at the 13-yard line. Ball marked for play at about the 2. Let's see what the Redskins have in store for first and goal from a couple yards out. Heckman, the QB, has a back alongside. The ball is faked on the play to Brandewey. Heckman rolls right, pitches into traffic in the end zone. Broken up. Incomplete. Parker Shade with a good bust-up by Delphus Jefferson. He got his paw in the air and spliced that ball to the ground. Heckman tried to pitch it to the end zone for 6. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Goal to go at the 2. Half the third quarter gone. Heckman's going to run right up the middle. Nothing there. Slides outside left guard. Flattened at the 1. Heckman didn't get in. It is going to be third down, or is it that play move the chains? Did Fort Loramie get a first down inside the 2 or 1? I'm a little confused. Ball marked for play inches away. third down, ball on the one. There was no first down. Actually, the ball is at the one-foot line. Third and goal for Fort Loramie. Brandewee right up the middle behind the center. Bucks to the end zone. He's got the 6 points. Fort Loramie registers 60 on the board. With 7 minutes gone here in the third quarter, Fort Loramie in the lead, 60-6. Extra point try coming up. I'm assuming that is a new booter on the field for Fort Loramie. No, maybe not. Still could be Thomas Hoing. The chip shot's in the air. It is inside the right upright. Yes, he's got it. 61-6, Fort Loramie. 4:44 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, Fort Loramie's touchdown, an extra point, make it a 61-6 game. Kickoff return by Delphus Jefferson out to the 38-yard line. Griffin Mesher for Fort Loramie's in on defense. He just broke through and batted down a pass by the quarterback Rohde of the Wildcats, who face a third and 10. And this snap goes over Rohde's head. He retreats way back inside the 20 and arches one out of bounds near sideline. No good, incomplete. And Delphus Jefferson faces a fourth down, clock running, 2:32 to go in the third, 61-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. We'll have a change of possession upcoming. Redskins will receive the punt down inside their own 40-yard line. Fort Loramie next week on the road at Allen East. Again, that contest could be very important for Fort Loramie in that the Redskins might be able to wrap up a home field berth in week 11, round one of the playoffs. 5-5 may be good enough for that. We'll have to wait and see. Punt return from the 29 before Fort Loramie, right up the middle. Broken tackle at the 40, another at the 45, and the return man for the Redskins off to the races, down the near sideline, all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. Let's see if there is a flag. Yep, way back at the 46. No doubt that's a foul against Fort Loramie on the return of better than 60 yards for the score. 90 seconds to go in the third. Ball will come back. First and 10, Fort Loramie on the Redskins' side of the 50. Late in the third quarter, Fort Loramie leads 61-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, the penalty on the punt return by Fort Loramie. The return took the ball all the way to the end zone. The foul brought it back, made the Redskins start first and 10 from their own 35. Timmerman cracks ahead for about six on first and 10 as the third quarter concludes. 61-6 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Redskins possession at the Fort Loramie 36. Heckman, the freshman quarterback, just delivered a short pass, good enough for six. And here's a run outside right tackle. Oh, look at the ball carrier go. It's Xander Grillo down the right side. He's up and over the 50 to the 40. It's a foot race to the 35, 31, and down he goes at the near sideline. Grillo with a speedy dash. The young man is a freshman, 5'8", 160-pounder. He sprinted to daylight, broke a tackle at the point of attack, and he nearly took it to the house. Good sight to see some fine plays turned in by youth on this Fort Loramie football team since very late in the second quarter when the Redskins began to substitute very freely. 61-6, 90 seconds gone here in the fourth. In sweep, Fort Loramie around the left side. Ball carrier puts his helmet down and rams down to the 25-24. Out of bounds he goes across the way. Christian Maxwell, another freshman for the Redskins, wears 14 on his back as he ripped off six on that rush to the outside. Line of scrimmage, the 24 of Delphus Jefferson with 9:40 left to go. Fourth quarter, continuous clock in play. Heckman in the offensive backfield. Delayed handoff. Ball carrier stuffed for a minus two. Third down and 6 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie at the 26-yard line of Delphus Jefferson. Scoreboard clock reads 9:27 left to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Looks like an entirely new offensive line has been out there on the field since late second quarter, early third. It's a throwback screen to the left by Heckman, and the receiver grabs it at the 28 and then scoots downfield to the 20, knocked down right there. And he's got just exactly what he needed for first down yardage. I think that was Lucas Brandewey. He's got the first with a yard to spare, 19-yard line of Delphus Jefferson, 8:43 to go in the fourth quarter. 61-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Two receivers far right, deep drop by Heckman, looks middle of the field, then throws it back over the head of the receiver out of the end zone. No good. He's got a strong arm, does Heckman, that's for sure. He exhibited that arm on that play, airmailing it out of the end zone. After looking down the right side of the gridiron, he threw it back to the left and had a lot of oomph on the football. Second down and 10, Fort Loramie, 19-yard line of Delphus Jefferson. 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Continuous clock in play. Lone setback. Timmerman alongside Heckman. Deep drop, 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Fires, arches it, left corner of the end zone. Jump ball might have been picked off on the play by Delphus Jefferson, and it was. Andrew Cooley on the interception. A touchback results. First and 10 Jefferson at the Wildcats 20. 7:30 left to go in the fourth. 61-6 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, half the fourth quarter is completed. Delphus Jefferson, after the end zone interception and the touchback, starts at its own 20-yard line. And after one incompletion, the quarterback, Luke Grody, arches a pass down the near sideline to Lindemann. Lindemann's wide open. Somebody forgot about him. Missed coverage. Blown assignment by Fort Loramie in the secondary. And the play goes for 74 yards and a touchdown. Grody to Lindemann for Delphus Jefferson, and the Wildcats make it 61-12 with 4:54 left here in the fourth. Beautiful pass play. Redskins simply ignored Lindemann, who skated down the near sideline. He was scot-free, And Rohde had time enough to find him and arched a beauty to him. Extra point try by Delphus Jefferson is soaring up and through the uprights. Yes, it's good. Continuous clock comes to a halt after the touchdown and PAT. 4:32 to go in the game. 61-13 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, we have a misfire on the kickoff. A flag flies. Illegal procedure, Fort Loramie. And it'll be booted once more by Delphus Jefferson with 3:45 to go in the fourth. And the clock winding down. Redskins lead 61-13. Dreaming of owning a home here in the Buckeye State? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's a lot closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hard-working Ohioans, this F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account so you Ohioans can get your dream home. It awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. That's fmbank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. The F&M Bank Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. The Redskins, after the kickoff at Delphus Jefferson, start first and 10 from the Fort Loramie 29. Final 2.5 here in the fourth quarter. 61-13 Fort Loramie. Delphus Jefferson scored late in this first quarter of this game as Fort Loramie fumbles on a completed pass in the right flat. Run after catch. Ball hits the turf. Recovery Fort Loramie at the Redskins 28. Final 2:13 of this game. Delphus Jefferson scored with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter on an 84-yard fumble recovery and run by Brotherwood. And just a few minutes ago, a 74-yard pass play turned in by Delphus Jefferson from Grody to the wide receiver Lindemann. Those are the two scores for the Wildcats in this game. Fort Loramie runs right tackle for 6 to the 35. That's Timmerman chugging ahead. No, it was Brandewee, my mistake. 90 seconds to go in this game. Keep in mind, next week, Lehman against Northridge in Dayton on scoresbroadcast.com for the Three Rivers Conference Championship. Northridge will enter that game unbeaten in the TRC like Lehman, or with a loss, having played Milton Union tonight. Nonetheless, a lot at stake. Lehman would need a win next week in either case to take the league outright. That's what's on the line next Friday night, Lehman at Northridge. We've got the action for you. Lehman coming into tonight against Troy Christian was 7-1 on the year, having ripped off 7 wins in a row. Final 40 seconds here of the fourth quarter of this game. Fort Loramie with a 1st and 10 run by Brandewee. First down yardage up to the 39. Tanner Heckman, good-looking ninth-grade quarterback. Boy, a lot is thought of this young man. Here's a run over left guard. Ooh, the ball carrier stale, made it right at the 40, and that'll do it. Final 15 seconds tick away. Fort Loramie comes to Stadium Park, Champions Field here at Delphus, and thumps the very young, injury-riddled Delphus Jefferson Wildcats, 61-13 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Up here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie clobbers Delphus Jefferson to the tune of 61-13. Fort Loramie scored 27 in the first quarter, 27 in the second quarter, and led 54-6 at the halftime break. Repeatedly, Maxwell Maurer, Thomas Hoying ran pretty much free in that Delphus Jefferson secondary. Carter Eilerman caught a 30-yarder down the middle in the end zone for a score. Ray Hoying ran hard. He picked up a couple touchdowns on the ground. Tanner Heckman came in very late in this game, ninth-grade backup quarterback for Fort Loramie, and he looked pretty good as well, did Heckman. He threw a touchdown strike, the only TD for Fort Loramie in the third and fourth quarters. during a stretch of continuous clock. Lucas Brandewey off the bench ran hard. Cole Timmerman as well. And Fort Loramie blows out Delphus Jefferson, 61-13. Wildcats outmanned. Only a couple seniors, couple juniors starting in this game tonight. Number of injured players for Delphus Jefferson, which was a youthful team coming into the contest tonight anyway. And Fort Loramie took advantage and opened this game up early. In fact, it started in Fort Loramie's favor when the Redskins kicked off. And on what I think was the third play, Cole Barhorst made a pick around the Delphus Jefferson 40. Interception by Barhorst. The Redskins were off and running. Scored a touchdown a little over 3 minutes into the game. And then added seven more touchdowns in the first half. To win this contest, going away, Allen East, the opponent next week for Fort Loramie. That's game number 10. Redskins now 4-5 on the year. A victory next week might enable Fort Loramie to play at home in the playoffs during week 11. Delphus Jefferson losing tonight here at home falls to a record of 1-8 on the campaign, having delivered a victory in its opener against North College Hill. Last we heard, Columbus Grove led Lima Central Catholic 21-13, start of the fourth quarter at Columbus Grove. Our stars of this game for Fort Loramie, my oh my, too many to mention. Great offensive line protection for Gabe Hart, second week in a row. The offensive line was stellar, and I'm going to give it to that group because they need to be recognized. They've improved over the course of the season. Jace Ruenkamp, Ben Plyman, Dylan Meyer, Hayden Lemkuhl, Lewis Hart. They were stout up front, giving quarterback Lewis Hart of Fort Loramie, or I should say Gabe Hart of Fort Loramie, all the time he needed to pick apart the defense of Delphus Jefferson. A job well done by the offensive line of the Redskins. This segment being brought to you by our fine restaurant, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Fort Loramie with the win tonight advances to 4-5 on the year. Redskins close out the regular season on the road again next week at Allen East. Our coverage at 6:20 p.m. from Dayton Northridge next Friday night. Lehman Catholic on the road. Cavaliers were 7-1 entering play tonight against Troy Christian. Huge game next Friday night at Northridge. It's for all the marbles in the Three Rivers Conference, a win by Lehman. And Lehman takes the TRC crown outright. For Derek Olding alongside, who sat in for Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Stadium Park Champions Field in Delphus, home of the Blue Jays and Wildcats. Great venue to watch high school football and broadcast high school football from. A terrific vantage point. We were right smack dab on the 50-yard line, 25 rows up on the home side. Beautiful artificial surface. The gridiron is fantastic. And the visitor side goes up 15 rows from one 15 to the other 15. Spectacular place for high school football, and we were a part of it. And glad you, our online listeners, joined us for all the exciting action tonight. Again, for you folks who joined us, and for Derek alongside Jack Kramer, saying good evening from Delphus. Fort Loramie victorious over Delphus Jefferson, 61-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years. With LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkin. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.